while the real me is having a best time of my life in Saudi Arabia, this episode's gonna be airing, and it's gonna be a mini-sode. Yo, welcome back to Truthful Society. Of course, the podcast with the truth you may or may not want to hear. I'm the host, Thaer El-Rejab, and I usually fish out amazing guests on the pursuit of success and basically ask them about it and get them to expose their best tips. Follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, you know, if you want to keep up with the episodes. And actually leave some reviews because I want to hear what you guys got to say about my podcast. You know, I got to try to make it better in any way that I can. And honestly, it would also really support me. So yeah, that'd be cool. Now, today is a little bit of a different episode. This one is like pretty massively different because the actual real me is currently traveling right now in Saudi Arabia. So the episode is pre-recorded essentially, and it's going to air when I'm having the time of my life in Saudi Arabia. So I didn't have time to make a full-blown episode. While the real me is having a best time of my life in Saudi Arabia, this episode's going to be airing, and it's going to be a mini-sode. I'm going to call it a truthful mini-sode. And pretty much, I'll give the one tip that I really value right now. The one tip that you should literally sit down and listen to. And, you know, it could pretty much change your way of thinking. And it could make you seek the best out of your life. You know, that's why I want to make these small little episodes. So if you really think about it, like, what are you going to do with your life after high school, after school, whatever age you are? Because, like, I usually cater my podcast to, like, people, like, you know, in high school and above. Like, around in their 20s, right? That's who I cater to, people in their 20s and in high school and college. So it's like, what are you going to do with your life afterwards? You know, you'll probably go to school. You'll probably end up getting a degree of some sort and pursuing a passion or career, right? And there's nothing usually wrong with that. But the thing is, the real money or, you know, just the real money and the real success in life, it's not always just from the job. Like, sure, you can revolutionize a certain part of your job. That's one thing you can do. Or you can do a side hustle if you want, if your like priority is money. It's another thing. Or if you really want to like, just, you want to pursue something that you want to see a change in the world. Like you look around you, you don't like something that's going down. Maybe you don't like the shoes that are out there right now that you think they're a horrible design, right? You want to, you make a new shoe then, you know, or just think of something you want to change basically. That's another thing you do. But the thing that they all have in common is you got to actually give up something. You got to take a risk because if you want to start a shoe company, bro, you need money. You really need money or you need to give some money. If you want to go and change something, you need to give a lot of time. You need to sacrifice time, right? You need to risk all that time. It could be for nothing. You could fail. Your time could be almost quote-unquote wasted. Even though you'll learn something from it, it could not go to what you wanted it to go to. And then there's like the side hustle, right? The side hustle, both money and time is needed. For all you know, it could fail and your money could be taken away. If it succeeds, it could very well triple your money. It could triple your happiness, right? And you could achieve what you want to achieve, like whether it's a change or money, you know, or just something you feel like doing in your life. You got to, you know, this risk taking actually gives you that opportunity. You're then able to make the change that you want to make. You're then able to be happy with your life. You're be able to be happier. You essentially kind of give yourself purpose with this risk taking, because if you think about it, everyone is going to go to school. Like the majority, like the common thing to do is to go to school. Now, I'm not saying like all those cringy people like, oh, be different, you know, do your own thing. No, like it doesn't matter. It's not like that. But it's also like, you know, you don't do the bare minimum. Don't go for something just because it's easy, you know, like you're going to die eventually at one point. There's no point in trying to go bare minimum, go easy. You're going to die at one point and it's one life. There's no resurrection. There's no, you're going to come back as some cat. You know, I don't personally believe in that. For all, you know what I mean? But even if you come back as a cat, it's like you can't do the same. You don't have the same opportunities that you have right now at this current moment at this time in your life. And furthermore, like I mentioned, I'm targeting people that are younger. If you're young, you're 18, you're in your 20s, you can afford those risks. Chances are you probably don't have a family to feed, right? So you're probably going to be able to take those risks. You have the opportunity to lose money. Now is the time to lose it, right? You got to be able to. This is why I'm saying you got to take risks, because for all you know, you could triple your money, or you could triple your, you know, you could actually succeed. You could end up helping people you want to help. You could end up making a change that you want to make a change in, or you could fail and learn from it. You know, it's all about that risk taking, and it gives that sense of like journey in your life. You don't want a boring life. No one wants a boring life. Take the risks then. Take the risk. I'll give you an example. In my life, I started doing stocks literally a year and a half ago. And while the one thing I didn't do that was right was I did not do my research. I did take a lot of risks. And I bought this company. It was an electrical company. It was for electric cars. And the reality is I took a big fat risk. I put $1,000 in it and I hoped it would go up. And it did. It went up pretty well. I made decent money. The issue is I didn't sell, right? And I kept holding on. It started going down a little bit more and I thought, I'm going to hold it until it gets back up. But the issue with that was I didn't do my research. It was not really a stable company. It wasn't a good company. I ended up losing $200. So I went from 1,000 and made some money. And then on top of that money that I made, I lost all of it that I made. And then I lost my original money. I lost $200. I felt horrible after that. I was like, dude, I hate stocks. Like, how can I lose this much money? Put 1,000 in, I lose 200. Now I only have 800 to invest. You know, I sold at 800 because it was only going to keep going lower, which it did. And it was a fat risk that I took and it failed. I failed. I took a risk. I lost money. I risked my money. I lost it, like 200 of it, and I failed. But I did learn something. I learned that I should not have, done no research. And guess what? The next trades I made, like I traded Apple. I traded an ETF with like a lot of the companies in the U.S., and I did a ton of research on those. I put hours into the companies. I looked at the stocks. I monitored them. I monitored one of them for like 2 or 3 months to see how it's actually doing. Put my money in there, and I actually made a decent amount of money. Now, excluding the Ukraine crisis where I lost a whole lot of it. We don't talk about that. It'll come back, hopefully. But besides that, it's like the risk-taking. Sure, I failed. Sure, I lost money. But I made it all back, and I made more than it. I made even more. I took the risk. It was worth it. And at the end of the day, I ended up making money, right? They got to do stuff like that. You got to expect to fail with your risks. But if you're me, I'm literally 17, bro. Like I'm not paying for no bills yet, or I'm not like I don't have a family. I don't think a lot of 17-year-olds have a family right now. So it's like you can take risks. It's not a bad idea to take a risk. And the same thing with my podcast. I literally am taking a risk with this podcast. Like the mic that I bought isn't free. It's like a couple hundred dollars. It's like $100. The mic that I bought is like $100, right? I'm probably never, if this podcast were to quote unquote fail, I would never get that $100 back. I just have this mic here. The same thing with my setup, my podcast setup. They all cost money. The time I put into my podcast, it costs time from me all the time. And for all I know, I could end up not achieving my goals for the podcast. But it's a risk. I'm still risking it. I'm putting it on the line because of that chance of success. And it's like, if you want something, you got to go out and try and get it. I'm still trying to get it. Sure, it might fail, but I'm going to keep it. Even if I fail, I'm going to keep going. I've had episodes where they failed, whether it's recently or in the past. I've had episodes where like they haven't gotten as much attention as I wanted them to, right? But at the end of the day, it's a risk. You got to just keep going and keep taking that risk. If you're young like me, in your 20s, maybe even if you're in your 30s, you can take a risk. But the problem is you also have to watch out for risk management. But depending on how old you are, what you have to worry about, you got to make sure you manage your risk. Like don't just, gamble all of your money right now, or don't go and put all of your life savings in Bitcoin or something, right? You got to be like smart. You want to invest? Okay, put a portion of your money and keep the rest. Keep it allocated to whatever expenses you have or whatever things you need. You got to watch out for that too. But still, take risks, bro, because you don't know what it could do. You really don't. And if you can afford it, take them. Take these risks. You have only one chance. Don't waste your time. Take risks. That's all I got to say. This episode is pretty short. It's a mini-sode. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate you guys. And yeah, make sure to follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and everywhere else we're available if you really want to. Keep up with our episodes when they come out. Definitely make sure to please leave a review. That'd be very sick. Let me know how I did today. I'll definitely be taking a look at those. I might actually read out a couple of reviews during the episodes if you type them out. I'll definitely go and take a look at them and read them out at the end of the episodes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. See ya!